We wouldn't be able to keep this archive going without your support. Donate online today at wyxr.org.
Jim Spake, and I'm host of Cabbages and Kings on Thursday afternoons here on WYXR Memphis 91.7 FM. Thank you.
Mr. Jim Hall with the composition, Chico Hamilton Quintet. You're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM. We come to you every single Wednesday morning with Let's Get Lost. That's me and sometimes my friend John Buford. We share the show, and I've been off for a little while. I'm back. Happy to be back. Playing some Chico Hamilton up there first because we did a really fun event last night here at Crosstown at the Memphis Listening Lab with Jeff Coleth and the Stax Museum crew, celebrating a Chico Hamilton Stax record that was called The Master. It came out in 1974, and I was there to lend my little expertise on Chico Hamilton, and we got to play a bunch of his music from his career before he was meeting Little Feat. It's a very odd pairing, but really cool pairing too. But I got to play a bunch of Chico music, including that track you just heard. That is from Chico's the quintet's second album on Pacific Records, 1956, called Chico Hamilton Quintet in Hi-Fi. And that features the original quintet. Of course, Chico Hamilton on drums, his buddy from Thomas Jefferson High School in Los Angeles, Buddy Collette, on all the woodwinds. And we got a fella here who plays a bunch of woodwinds. We'll talk about in a second. Fred Katz on cello, Jim Hall guitar. Kind of this is kind of a band that really kind of put Jim Hall on the map. This association kind of would lead him to a long, long, long distinguished career. I got to spend some time with Jim, and he was a really super cool dude. We've talked about that on the show. Carson Smith on bass, Chico Hamilton Quintet. We have a guest here today. I don't have many guests, but I always like to have guests. We're going to try to do more of this, I think, in the future. Mr. Alex Upton. Alex, how you doing, buddy? Can you? Oh, let's turn on your microphone so we can hear what you have to say. Isn't that better?
Yeah, that's so much better. Thanks so much, Joe, for having me. I'm doing great today.
Alex, just really quickly, we're going to talk about your concert, which is Friday night, correct?
Mm-hmm, Friday night.
But let's talk about you a little bit. You are a graduate.
So I'm a graduate assistant at the University of Memphis, the Rudy E. Scheidt School of Music. I've just moved here, so this is my first.
You said we were talking earlier from Lexington.
Originally from Lexington, North Carolina.
Okay.
Did my undergrad at UNC Chapel Hill.
And you came here, I'm assuming, to hang out with one Dr. Michael Schultz.
That's it. Yeah.
Love Dr. Schultz. I've had him on the show and gotten to work with him, and every time his name comes up, I always try to just give him a little shine. Dr. Schultz is doing an amazing job of on the jazz scene here in Memphis. He's been around. He came from a couple of different. He's got such a complicated because he's been in all these different schools. But I know he was in Kansas City for years, and he is a really been a boon for our local jazz scene. And one of the greatest things he's been doing is bringing folks like Alex into town, young, extremely talented musicians, which really is helpful to keep this thing going in Memphis. We have a deep tradition of jazz artists here, but it's nice to have folks from out of town come and kind of let us know what's going on in the world, because there's a lot happening, and it's good to kind of revitalize the community with new ideas and new musicians. So you are a alto saxophonist. You are a composer.
That's correct.
You are going to be premiering a suite of music.
Yes.
Friday night. Can you tell us about that real quick?
Yeah, of course. So as you said, I'm a saxophonist and composer. I'll be playing primarily alto on Friday, but I play all the saxophones and some other woodwinds as well. The suite that I'm premiering is a suite of music that I've been composing over the past year. It's titled In Retrospect, and it's based on basically my 2023 experience, which was a very strange and formative year for me. And I figured, you know, as artists tend to do when they have weird experiences in their lives, they write music about it. So it's a 5-movement suite for a small group. We'll be playing it with a quartet.
Who's in your quartet?
Yeah, so the quartet is an absolutely killer group of musicians. It's myself on saxophone, Jacob Laurient on guitar, really young, prominent.
I love Jacob.
Yeah, Jake's great.
That's my buddy.
Liam O'Dell is coming all the way Austin. Austin, Texas to
so Liam was here for several years, and actually he was working in a group of mine on Sundays. Excellent bassist, musician, writer, and now is in Austin getting his graduate, mm-hmm. I believe, degree.
That's correct. Yeah, yeah, and holding down the fort on drums is, you know, Memphis drummer powerhouse James Sexton. So
oh yeah, we know James here. Great. So that's just a 4-piece group.
Okay. It's a 4-piece group. It's going to be a lot of fun, exciting, you know, kind of contemporary. Not contemporary as in, you know, smooth jazz type thing, but contemporary as in modern, yeah, exploratory, ECM-ish type stuff.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's a good descriptor. Is there any other? We're going to play a track that you recommended, but I want to talk about that mm-hmm. quickly. But is there a composer or a saxophonist or a composer that you're kind of pulling from, or that you really dig in right now?
Pull from a lot of different sources. So
Who's your guy right now, or who gal, or who?
I'm really on the saxophone front. I'm really into players like Emmanuel Wilkins,
okay,
and Logan Richardson.
Okay,
but I pull from all over. So I'm listening to like classical composers like Joseph Schwantner.
No.
Really enjoy David Maslanka. He's a wind band composer. So
okay.
I pull from a lot of
and these
different
are contemporary current day
yeah. composers, and I pull a lot from a lot of different sources. So I'm listening to, you know, jazz side of things, but also classical composers,
music.
A lot of classical music, some folk music as well.
So like, you know, which is, you know, I'm always fascinated, you know, the cut we played at the front of the show is definitely, you know, when we were talking last night about Chico Hamilton, the influence of 20th century classical music on the jazz scene has been there really almost since the beginning, but definitely in the bop explosion and the post bop explosion, you see a high, you know, a influence of contemporary classical musicians. Of course, back in the 1950s, it was like Stravinsky and Schoenberg and those guys, because they were living in LA, which is crazy. I always think about that. That's so wild. But things are still that way. I mean, you know, young musicians like Alex are still being influenced by what's going on in those worlds as well. Let's talk about the cut, because I wanted you to give me an artist, because our show is kind of a little more centered on mid-century jazz recordings, and you picked out a cut for us by the great Cannonball Adderley. Mm-hmm. Who was a Florida native and brilliant saxophonist, and famously had a relation, was in the Miles Davis organization, and then had a long-standing relationship with the Riverside label and Orrin Keep News, and was almost like an A&R and was discovering talent and doing all kinds of things, and a writer and all sorts of things. But you picked out a cut from, in fact, this is a pre-Riverside album. You picked out a cut from his quintet in Chicago, Mercury, on Mercury album imprint. And the tune you picked was Grand Central. Can you tell me about why you picked, or maybe a little bit how, like, Cannonball, because obviously if you're an alto saxophone player, Cannonball is going to have some sort of resonance, right? But, like, why this album, or what this album means to you, what this cut means to you?
Yeah, sure. So Cannonball, you know, is he's so ubiquitous in the alto player kind of lineage. There's not a single alto player that I know or that I can think of that's out there right now that hasn't had some sort of influence coming from Cannonball. For me personally, Cannonball was my first alto player.
So it wasn't Bird. It was Cannonball.
No, it was okay. Actually Cannonball. And then
was it like Kind of Blue you were hearing first, or what
was,
were you?
It was Kind of Blue, and funny enough, like Them Dirty Blues.
Oh, really?
That
okay.
album.
Yeah, yeah.
I think I was more hip to that when I was really young, and then I found out about Bird shortly after.
Okay.
But Cannonball was my first big alto player.
Wow.
But the interesting thing for me about this track is you get to hear Cannonball juxtaposed with another one of my early, loves, who was the first saxophone player altogether that I ever listened to, which is John Coltrane. Mm-hmm. And it's really interesting for me to hear, you know, the very stark contrast, although both brilliant, between the two approaches of Cannonball's really bouncy, buoyant way of playing with Coltrane's way of playing, which at this period, it's interesting. You can hear the bop influence, and he's definitely definitely grounded in the bop influence, but definitely. You can also hear the other influences that will, you know, eventually in his later career become more prominent, you know,
in Cannonball's career,
in Coltrane's
career. Coltrane's career.
So gotcha. It's interesting, you get to hear Cannonball.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah. You get to hear Cannonball with his beautiful, buoyant singing, yes, alto voice, compared with Coltrane's voice, which at the time is still bop, but bop with some extra stuff.
He's heading towards
where, you know, giant modal steps, giant steps, and then all that stuff
beyond.
And it's really interesting to hear the to hear those two benchmarks side by side.
Well, they obviously, you know, they spent time in the Miles Davis band. They obviously were, I'm sure, huge fans of each other, and you can't, but some of that's going to seep into each other's thing, which is fascinating. Well, we're going to check that track out. Let's quickly promote your show. You're playing Friday night at the Green Room, 7:30.
Yep, 7:30 p.m.
7:30 p.m. Where can we get tickets?
You can get tickets on Crosstown Arts website. I think that's crosstownarts.org.
Yeah, crosstownarts.org or Crosstown Arts website. Go over there. Go check out. These are young, exciting, new players in town. They need your support. Go check them out. I don't think you're going to be disappointed whatsoever. You're going to have a good night of music, and you're going to get to support some young talent. Alex, thanks for coming in, man.
Thanks so much for having me.
We're going to keep up with your career, and we look forward to all of the things you do. And we're going to check out some Cannonball Adderley. We'll be right back.
Thank you. I'm Will from Crosstown Brewing Company. We support WYXR 91.7 FM. A favorite beer is just like a favorite song. We feel something new every time we encounter them. Cheers to playing the hits and tasting the notes.
Did you know you could donate your vehicle and support WYXR at the same time? We offer free pickup and it's tax deductible. Go to cars.wyxr.org to donate your car today.
Programming on WYXR is brought to you by a grant from the FedEx Arts Program, providing grants to arts-focused organizations to strengthen the Memphis community through the arts and in alignment with FedEx's charitable priorities of access and stabilization.
Thank you, FedEx, for all you do for our... I have a massive frog in my throat today, and I have no idea why. We just heard the great Dizzy Gillespie. In fact, we just really heard a set of music of a bunch of people that all had some sort of relationship with John Coltrane in one shape or another. After we had Alex Upton here, who was a young saxophonist and a big Train fan. Dizzy Gillespie, of course, gave him a job early on. Coltrane's not on this session. This is from World Statesman, 1956 on Norgran. That was Tour de Force, Dizzy Gillespie composition. His big band, which... We love Dizzy Gillespie big band music here. We heard a solo from Walter Davis Jr. on piano. Charlie Persett played drums. There are a bunch of people on here. Quincy Jones is playing, is in the trumpet section. The great Quincy Jones, man. So cool. He would just show up and play trumpet on your session. Phil Woods is on here on alto. Bunch of people. Melba Liston, she's on trombone. Great arranger. Anyway. Killer record. Before that, we heard Red Garland, of course, who was in the Miles Davis Quintet with John Coltrane. I played this cut the last show, cut from this record on the last time I was on the show. Garland of Red, man, I am obsessed with this record. It's so good. He is swinging the whole band. That was his version of Foggy Day. Just played the beautiful lyrical solo. 1956 on Prestige with his man, Paul Chambers, of course, who was in the Miles Davis band with him. Art Taylor on drums. For that, Cannonball Adderley, John Coltrane got together in Chicago, 1959 on the Mercury imprint, live in Chicago, or not live in Chicago, just Cannonball Adderley in Chicago with Train composition, Coltrane, John Coltrane composition, Grand Central. And he's hinting, as Alex astutely, if you're just joining in, we had a young up-and-coming talent, Alex Upton, on the show, and he astutely pointed out, this composition is hinting at some of the innovations that John Coltrane would go on to be famous for, especially with his Giant Steps album. Wynton Kelly on piano, Paul Chambers bass, Jimmy Cobb drums. Miles Davis, this is the Miles Davis band for the most part. I mean, they would go in to record Kind of Blue, which was a massive record for Miles Davis. Bill Evans would replace Wynton Kelly on piano, but Wynton Kelly is on, I think, one cut. But this was the Miles Davis organization in the late 1950s, and not too shabby. What are we doing now? Good question. I think I'm going to check out. I've got a bunch of things I've been checking out, and I think what we're going to do is we're going to kind of go back in time a little bit and check out some Benny Carter. You know, I mean, we've got all this sophisticated post-bop music. We need to kind of get back and get down to some swinging. This is from a kind of a later album, 50s era album of Benny Carter, featuring some friends of his. One friend is Coleman Hawkins, and another friend is Phil Woods. Charlie Rouse. It's basically a saxophone horn section minus all the brass. So we're going to get to check out a bunch of saxophones. This is Benny Carter with their version of Honey Suckle Rose.
Thank you. Thank you. Support for WYXR, including our 2024 stereo sessions, comes from Independent Bank. For 25 years, iBank has supported the diverse and financial needs of its customers and the greater Memphis community. More information regarding how iBank can help you work toward your financial dreams at i-bankonline.com. Member FDIC.
Support for WYXR comes from Rootstock Wine Merchants. Located at 644 Madison in the Edge District, Rootstock is committed to bringing Memphis wines from small, independent producers with minimal intervention. More information on Rootstock's full selection of wine, beer, and spirits and online ordering available at rootstockmemphis.com.
The Onstage at the Halloran Center season presents the Orchestra Unplugged, Tchaikovsky Comes to America on Thursday, May 9th. Featuring a deep dive into the 1812 Overture. Who was Tchaikovsky? Why did he compose 1812? And how has it become a mainstay of July 4th and Memorial Day weekend concerts across America? More information at orpheum-memphis.com.
All right, go out there and support your local symphonic orchestra. We just heard some wonderful Jimmy Rainey from his... this has been... re-released 1,000 times probably. This is a Jimmy Rainey Quartet. Visits Paris, I think originally was the 10-incher that it released on Vogue, a French label. You know, these guys would go tour over in Europe and, you know, they make a record, you know, while they were running around over there. And this one features an all-American cast. Red Mitchell on bass, great Sonny Clark on piano, Bobby White on drums. Before that, we heard, we did write this down, but I almost skipped it. We heard great Serge Shaloff, I always mispronounce that. This is the Fable of Mabel album that I know John hit me up to this record, and I know we play it all the time up here. We usually play the title cut, which is kind of like a little suite of music, but we just heard Easy Street. This album's got two different bands. In fact, it's got three bands on the album. I really recommend this record. Serge in Boots plays the Fable of Mabel. The first band features Boots Muselli, Serge, of course, Russ Freeman on piano, Jimmy Wood bass, and Buzzy Druten on drums. It was cut in Boston. Serge was a Boston guy. June 9th, 1954, and that's his version of Easy Street. Really great record, highly recommend it. For that, we heard Mr. Benny Carter. Benny Carter, I said 50s, 1962 this was actually recorded. Benny Carter comes from the old school. I mean, he's like pre-bop, swing-era guy, and had this crazy decades and decades-long career. The liner notes says it's kind of a reunion between him and Colwyn Hawkins in a band they had in the 30s. I bet Jim Duckworth knows about that. This is released on Impulse. And this, of course, there was a version of Honeysuckle Rose. Further Definitions is the name of the album. Really good stuff, man. Joe Jones, speaking of John Coltrane, Jimmy Garrison, John's bass player, Jimmy Garrison's on bass, Dick Katz on piano, John Collins. Now, we don't get enough John Collins up here on guitar. Charlie Rouse, tenor, Coleman Hawkins, tenor, Phil Woods, alto, and of course, Benny Carter, alto. He also played trumpet. Where are we going? We're running out of time like we do sometimes. We're going to play some Bud Powell. We'll see how many, we'll maybe get a cut or two in before we have to say good day to you. And Shelby's coming up next. I want to thank everybody for listening. If you don't catch the end of the show, and I want to thank Alex Upton for coming by and telling us about a show. Oh, go check out Alex Friday, 7:30 Green Room with his wonderful quartet. He is premiering a suite, a composition of his, of a 5-movement suite that you'll be the first people ever to hear this music. So go check that out. We'll get some Bud Powell, maybe something else in really quick. This is Bud doing nice work if you can get it. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm Will from Crosstown Brewing Company. We support WYXR 91.7 FM. A favorite beer is just like a favorite song. We feel something new every time we encounter them. Cheers to playing the hits and tasting the notes.
Programming on WYXR is brought to you by a grant from the FedEx Arts Program, providing grants to arts-focused organizations to strengthen the Memphis community through the arts and in alignment with FedEx's charitable priorities of access and stabilization.
All right, I want to thank everybody who listened. I want to thank Alex Upton for coming by today. Shelby's up next. Real quick, we heard some Thelonious Monk plays Duke Ellington 1955 in a rare trio setting. Oscar Pettiford on bass, Kenny Clark drums. I Let a Song Go Out of My Heart was a composition before that. Bud Powell, the great Bud Powell, and a bop classic from his Bud Powell trio. Royal Roost 1951, Curly Russell bass, Max Roach drums. Nice work if you can get it. I'm Audi. We'll see you next week. Shelby's up next. We'll see you with, or I'm going to play a little, what are we going to do here? Horace Silver, Cool Eyes. See you next week.